Shabbat Shalom again, and so I'm so happy to see you here today. And please come to Shushan's or Beth Israel Got Talent. Don't miss it. It would be something so special, so special. I remember last time it was so fun, so fun. So today's Torah portion, Beshalach, when he let go, and I would like to ask you to read scriptures with me, please, because I believe you'll find something interesting here. So today I want to take a look at some very interesting words from the Torah. And it was in my life many years ago. The Lord spoke to my heart, to my life, through this portion from the Torah. And helped me to get through a difficult time in my personal life with the Lord and ministry. So I just want to share with you something what really important for me personally. So the question facing me was this: if I'm following the Lord, why do I still have struggles and suffers and losses in my life, even though I'm following the Lord in my life? So with that question in mind, let's take a careful look at the passage from Exodus. And actually, this is already an answer. I can read it, and I can close my message and go down. Yeah, I can drop it because I have it here. So Exodus chapter 13, 17, and 18. Exodus 13, 17, 18. And it's very interesting because probably you heard that they were walking around in the wilderness for 40 years because of disobedience. And this is a true thing. But not only because of that. And I want to read something here. After Pharaoh had let the people go, so it's already after, all the miracles, all the plagues and everything, God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, although that was nearly, for God said. So he does lead them in the nearest way, closest way. For God said, the people might change their minds if they see war and return to Egypt. Very interesting place of scripture. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Sea of Reeds. And Bnei Israel went up out of the land of Egypt armed. Wow, what an idea. So he chose for them longest way. He led them through wilderness and through Red Sea with a purpose. Very specific and concrete purpose. So this passage from Torah teaches us a very important lesson today. So the first and the very important lesson. We may not always get an immediate solution for our problems, according to this place of scripture. Yeah, I would like to disagree with it. I would like to disagree, but it's happened. Maybe I'm different from others, but it's happened to me often. And we may not receive an instant answer to all our questions. Sometimes it takes years. In their case, it was 40 years. So the Lord took the sons and daughters of Israel down a long and difficult path to ensure that they might not change their mind and return to Egypt. This was the idea from the Lord. So change their minds about what? About following the Lord and about ministry to Him. Return to where? Back to Egypt, to slavery. I know, we get used to something, even though it's very difficult and unclean and, you know, not pleasant thing. God escorted them through the desert and the sea so that a return to Egypt was out of the question for them. at least for some time. In his mercy, think about it, in his mercy, the Lord burned their bridges behind them. He just cut them. If you want to try to go back through Red Sea, try. It's already closed. It's a deep thing. It's hard. I mean, please think about it, about your life. It works in my life. Sometimes he knows me, and he always knows me. And sometimes he burned bridges behind me because of his mercy. He pulled me in his kingdom by his love and burned my bridges so I can go back. At least I can, but it's hard. When the Lord led his people out of slavery with a strong arm and by an outstretched hand, many of the Israelites expected an easy journey. I believe so, because I know the next chapters, they were always complaining about difficulties. They were expected a very easy journey with the Lord, with the joy of the Lord, with cloud from the Lord, with fire during the night. So cool, so nice, conditioner, everything, you know. And they were confident that a speedy trip lay before them on the I-95, Memphis-Jerusalem highway, straight through country, Memphis-Jerusalem. So did this walk in the desert meet their expectations? What do you think? I don't think so. How many times have we seen people who cried, "Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the Dr. Pepper? Where is the asphalt here? Where are the Walmarts? Come on, Moses." And how many times are we one of those people? Where the Walmart? Where the Dr. Pepper? Where the... There are times when we ask, and I believe it's many of us, we are the same. Praise the Lord, he changed us. Now we are different from before. But sometimes we have questions for the Lord. "Lord, I followed you, kind of. I accepted the Messiah by faith. So why is my problem still not resolved today? Because I'm praying to you. I still have not been taken care of. What's up with that, Lord? What's up with that? Where are you?" And the most interesting thing from this place of scripture, if we wish to understand why the Lord sent us the long way around, I call it around about, we must determine for ourselves what goals the Lord pursued when he brought the Jewish people out of slavery. What was his goal to the Jewish people? And this is applicable to us today. We need to look into the very essence of his calling, the goal he had in mind when he liberated the people of Israel and brought them out of slavery. What was his purpose? When he set them on the journey to the land he had promised them, what was the purpose from Lord for them? Would it have been enough for the Lord to simply create another people or another country? Would it have been enough for him to establish another kingdom? He might have removed Pharaoh in Egypt. He might have put Moses at the head of Egypt. It was in his power. He was able to do that. He is the Lord. He might have caused a revolution there. And Moses could be as a Lenin, you know, in Soviet Russia. Took authority over and, you know, established new kingdom of Israel in Egypt. Actually, it was the reason why Pharaoh was so afraid and terrified, because they thought that they will do revolution very soon. As Passover, we remember the Exodus by singing Dayeno. It would have been enough. Dayeno. You remember this song, actually? It's a beautiful song. But for the Lord, it would not have been enough. He wanted so much more than just established one more nation or one more country. The Lord wanted not only to have a new country on earth, He wanted a people with a different spiritual gene pool. New kinds of people, new generation of people. He wanted to change the essence of people, their motives, their values, their task, their behavior. This is why He chose the loneliest way for them to go through. He wanted to teach them. He wanted to implant a knowledge of Himself in these people, but even that would not have been enough because He wanted to actually live in their midst. It was His goal, His agenda. He wanted to live in the midst of Israel. It is so important. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. If you can read with me, please. Deuteronomy 7, 6. One of the beautiful description of our people, of our nation. Why the Lord called us. And please remember, they were not perfect. They were not perfect nation. And I can tell you the truth, but don't tell anyone. Please, it's between us, okay? I can tell you the truth, we are not perfect. Don't say anyone. We are not perfect. But it does not matter, because the Lord called us, very specific words. Deuteronomy 7, 6. For you are holy people to Adonai your God. Holy, chosen, taken and setting apart for His purposes. From all the peoples on the face of the earth, Adonai your God has chosen you to be His treasured people. What a calling. What a beautiful calling we have. We are treasured people, calling by God, a holy nation, a special people. This word to be people who belonged to the Lord, prepared to keep the commandments of God, to preserve and to spread the knowledge of God on the earth. This was the calling of the Jewish people. And today is our calling, the same our calling. The people of this nation were to be bearers of the name of the Lord everywhere, in any place. In the same way, in our days, when the Lord calls us, He wants to transform our lives. It is not about, you know, stand up and receive Yeshua or Jesus, you know. Who wants to have a life? We want. Stand up. Let's pray. Now you have. Let's sit together. Go home. You're free. It's not fast food. It's something more. He wants to confirm us into His image so that we can reveal His characteristic in ourselves, in our lives. Thus, we might glorify Him every day with our character, deeds, behavior, conversations, goals, values, until the whole essence of our being is a picture of Yeshua. This is our main point. We are going there. And I believe we are on the way, all of us. But we are closer today than yesterday. We are getting to this goal. Then when others see us, they can say, surely, this is one after God's own heart. And Titus chapter 2, verse 14. This is also a very beautiful place of Scripture. New Testament, Brit Hadashah, Titus 2, 14. 2:14. He, Yeshua, gave Himself for us so that He might redeem us from every lawless deed, and so that He might purify for Himself a chosen people, zealous for good deeds. This is the goal. He redeemed us to purify us, to prepare us for every good deeds. to be zealous for him, in fire for him. And you know the story, the Israelites, even though they left Egypt, still carried with them a spirit of slavery, Egypt inside of them. They constantly compared the Lord to the gods of Egypt. It was their habit everywhere. They were constantly comparing the Lord with the gods of Egypt. The approach was, the Lord owes us. The Lord owes us. Where's the meat? Where's the water? Where's this and that and that? It occurs to me that things haven't changed a lot today. Sometimes people the same. Where's the water? Where's the meat? Where's the onion? We are tired from this manna. The same, the same, the same again. And can you imagine, 40 years? Actually, you know why Jewish people have such a good recipe? You know why? Because we're tired from 40 years of manna. So good kitchen, you know, so many things. Can you imagine, 40 years, but it was from the Lord. The Lord taught them something. It was his manna. It took years, actually 40 years. Can you imagine, 40 years of hard training, every day training, instruction, the Lord's presence, until the people changed in the essence of their nature. And finally, after 40 years, they became able to take the inheritance that God had prepared for them after 40 years of traveling. To enter the promised land, and then the name of the one true God sounded across the whole earth. They took the land. They were victorious. All of us, when we come to the Lord, leave a sinful life behind us. But we still bear the imprint of our own ideas about the Lord, every one of us. And the Lord takes us, begins to educate us with his loving hand, patiently showing us what he expects from us so that we will be safe in him. So it's a beautiful picture. I believe it's a beautiful picture. It was an answer for me. And the peace came to my heart after I understood it. It's from the Lord. It's a normal thing. He called me and he is leading me not on highways, but around about. Showing me his ways, how to walk with him, how to trust him, how to believe in him, how to call his name, how to be faithful to him in every situation of my life. And you know, there are no easy ways. And only one way is easy, you know? Way down. This is way very easy. It's always the fastest way and easiest way, way down. I want to read one place of scripture from actually translated from Greek, because some English translations miss the mark here. It's in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Can you open it with me? Matthew 11, 12. And I don't want to ask you to read this because I believe it's not easy to understand this place of scripture. So I would like to read translation from Greek, and it's interesting here. Matthew 11, 12. From the days of John the Baptist, you know, the Baptist, Baptist, okay. From the days of Yohanan the Immerser, actually, from Greek. Until now, the kingdom of heaven, in your translation, have been taken by violence, yeah? In Greek, it said, one of the interpretations of Greek. The kingdom of heaven has been taken by applying force. The same word can be translated as wrestling, putting an effort. And those who do so delight him. Taking force, taking power, applying force, aim for it, putting your effort in this. And everyone who is doing that, who is pursuing the kingdom of God, yes. And those who do so delight him. It's not an easy way, It takes your strong power. It pushes you out of comfort zone to follow the Lord. It is so wonderful to realize that with God, your life has a purpose and you have a victorious destiny in Him, in the Lord. So, I have so much to go, but we have only 1 hour, so I need to cut somehow, I don't know. So, very fast thing. I can't skip it because it's so important. I have an important question for us today. Why did we come to faith? What's the reason for us? Why do we now attend services on Shabbat? Why we are here? And I know, and in my over the years of my ministry, I have repeatedly heard from people who ceased to believe and from people who left the Lord. So for both of them, it is the same excuse, mostly. I don't get anything for myself. Have you heard this excuse from people who left the Lord? I don't get anything for myself. But I would like to put our focus in the right things. Because the main focus of a spiritual calling is not about what you get from the Lord and from your works. And though that has its value too, because we need to accept something from the Lord. But the main point of living a life of faith is serving where you have been called to serve. Bringing what you are able to bring, being useful, however you can be useful to God and to the people around you. It's a different focus. You are not commanding the Lord what to do. He is commanding you what to do. He is the boss. He is the first. He is the ruler. And He is the Lord. And I agree with it. And it's not easy, but it's good for me personally. I would be a very bad ruler. True. This is a supreme goal of your faith and mine, to obey the Lord, to follow Him. The righteous bears fruit, glorifies the name of God, shares his faith and blessing with people around him. This is the righteous one. This is the calling from God. And briefly, I would like to consider another example from the chapter of the Torah, which expresses the same concept. So, Exodus chapter 14. Let's open the same Torah portion, today's Torah portion. And this is Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. The same Torah chapter, the same idea. Verse 19. Then the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel. Okay, I would like to stop here for 1 minute. I would like to go in other direction, like Rabbi David likes to do that, so I won't like to do the same thing. So let's start from another side. By the way, this angel is not just an angel, but the Lord Himself. And I believe it's the Lord Yeshua. And this we can find in Exodus chapter 33, Exodus chapter 33, from verse 2. Verse 1, verse 2, after disobedience to the Lord told Moses, I will send my angel, he will go with you. It said here in the verse 2. I will send an angel before you. I will drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, and other ites. If you will read it, all of them ites until then. Head up into a land flowing with milk and honey. But I will not move within the midst of you, so that I do not destroy you along the way, for you are stiff-necked people. So this is the thing, you know. He was always with them, but at some point he said, I can't go with you anymore. I will send my angel. He will go with you. Verse 9, after Moses entered, the pillar of cloud descended, stood at the door, and he would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all rose up and worshipped. Come on. Eventually. so good where they were before. Now when the question became to be like, I will not go with you anymore, everybody realized something going on here. Let's worship. Let's pray. Every man at the entrance of his own tent. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face, panim el panim, face to face. Remember, we read this place of scripture carefully. Face to face, it was Yeshua who came to Moses, because Moses he was not able to speak to Father, only through Yeshua. As a man speaks with his friend, as a man speaks with his friends closely, panim el panim. Verse 13, I like this prayer. I love this prayer. Now then I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways, so that I may know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. And I like this end of this prayer. Consider also that this nation is your people. Smart Jewish prayer. I want to know you, I want to follow you. Show me your way. And also consider these people. They're also your. I love this. It's not in the beginning, it's in the end. Though it was the main idea for this prayer, for Moses. Jewish prayer warrior here. So verse 14. My presence will go with you. So the Lord answered him. My presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. I, the Lord, he's promising to him. He answered, and Moses, but then he said to him, so Moses wants to be sure, you know, he wants to have last word in this prayer. If your presence does not go with me, don't let us go up from here. It was so important. So, can you see that it was not an angel from the beginning, but it was the presence of the Lord, Yeshua. Because one of the names of Yeshua is the angels of the Lord's presence. So with this in mind, let's continue to read the scriptures. Again, Exodus 14 from verse 19. So continue to read. Then the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. Also the pillar of cloud moved from in front and stood behind them. It was when the army of Egyptians tried to catch Israelites and kill them. And so came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. Can you imagine these two camps? Camp of Israel trying to get out of Egypt, and now an army, Egyptian army, strong, powerful Egyptian army, trying to catch them and kill them. So the Lord stood between, right between them. There was the cloud and the darkness over here, yet it gave light by night over there. The same cloud, the same presence, the same Lord. Darkness there and light here. Neither one came near the other all night long. So they were not able to come together because of the presence of the Lord. So I took something so important for me here. The same Lord, for some the light, but for others darkness. The same Lord. For some salvation, but for others judgment. The same Lord, the same presence. Not an angel, but the Lord. Amazing result for different people. Literally, some were enlightened, while others were experiencing darkness. Some were getting smarter, others were foolish. Foolish to try to hit in the way of the Lord. Others were foolish, some survived, others died in the presence of the Lord, the same Lord. God is the same to all people, He's the same. The difference lies in where people stand in relation to Him. Or you stand on one side in the presence of the Lord, or from another side. Or in the light of the Lord, or in the darkness in the Lord. Jews and Egyptians and other ethnic groups who came out of Egypt with Jews. If you read carefully, many Egyptians came out from Egypt with Jewish people. Many. Went according to the will of God to serve Him, to live in His presence, to be His people, His nation. They went with Israel to serve the Lord. Others, Egyptian army of Pharaoh, pursued wrong and godless goals as they attempt to prevent the Lord from carrying out His plans. They were trying to kill people of Israel. For some, the presence of the Lord was their salvation and a life of miracles. For others, that same presence was very, very dangerous. And I would like to end here. I have only 5 more pages, but I would like to end here. Today we live in a very specific time, really specific time, and it's time of our decision. The whole world today has been divided into 2 camps, and we can't escape it. It's true. The whole world has been divided into 2 camps. Those that belong to the Lord through Yeshua the Messiah, who died for us and who paid the price for us and who redeemed us, who turned His face, panim el panim, face of God through Yeshua to us, and those that are at war with Him. And I know the truth. You know, there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. Yeshua's death divided this world into 2 parts. People with Him and who in war with Him. And you know, mercy of God, He's still waiting for other people to come. Amen. He's patiently calling everyone to come to Him because He's loving Lord. He's loving Lord. And we're supposed to take this moment to say yes to Him, to turn our faces to Him. It's so important. And you know, from my experience, I don't know how about you, but from my experience, better to be on the side of the Lord. It's easier. And I want to finish here with interesting thought. It's the main amazing story for me, from all these places of Scripture, from the main point, an amazing point, that the people who came out of Egypt were not perfect people. Not perfect. Disobedient many times, they broke relationship with the Lord. They often sinned, made mistakes, fell and got up again. But the Lord was always merciful to them. Always. Each time forgiven and sending deliverance to His children who followed Him. Do you remember this snake? Bronze snake, and many, many other stories. The Lord was always merciful to them. And sometimes it was, for them, was like, we can't move anymore, we're tired. But He was always there to help them to go. And do you remember this, don't tell anybody, we are not perfect too. We need His mercy, His love, and His forgiveness. So I would like to finish here and to end here, and I would like to pray for every one of us, so that we will be able to stay always in the good side, in the right side with the Lord, not in the side of darkness, but in the good side. And if we have an experience in something difficult, please remember, the Lord is leading us not easy ways, but sometimes it's difficult ways, because He won't change our hearts, our minds. And if you're experiencing difficult things, everything is okay with you. You are a normal person, you are a believer, and the Lord is with you always. He is always there. So I would like to pray. Lord, thank You so much for Your presence, Lord. Thank You for Your love, Lord. Thank You for taking care about every one of us through Yeshua the Messiah who died for us. Thank You so much, Yeshua, for mercy. Thank You for eternal life, Lord. Thank You for future. Thank You for Your calling, Lord. We thank You, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. So let's pray Aaronic benediction and close our service today, our Shabbat. Yeah, please not be alone. Be with somebody, yeah. We are waiting for everybody to be part, yeah. Yevarech Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Issa Adonai panavelecha ve'yasem lecha shalom. Amen. Shabbat shalom.